congratulations, first of all. Ultra champion, man of the match. 4 points, was it?
Three points. Being a must one, but we'll not look too much at that. But yeah, it was a lovely day, and the expression over there, to see the people and the amount of kids and stuff out here. And yeah, look, I hope you can inspire things to come in the future. And I suppose we're looking to push on as a team as well and try and achieve our potential.
Yeah. I know the result is everything, but you look like a fella that was enjoying that game the way it was going for you.
Look, yeah, look, when you're playing in Clonus and Ulster final day, how could you not enjoy it, you know? And the crowd and the atmosphere and all that's here, and it was a good tight game, and that's what you want to play. You want to play in the top level against one of the top teams in Ireland, and on the final day as well, and it was pushed to the very wire, and how could you not enjoy it? And it was unbelievable. And look, we're very fortunate to come out the right side of it. I suppose we were the wrong side of it last year, but look, those things happen, that's sport, and look, we're definitely going to enjoy this one.
Yeah, 3 points up at half time. Would you be a little disappointed with that given your first half domination?
Yeah, we thought the goal was a bit soft at the start of the second half, and we'll have to look at that. And but look, those things happen, and small mistakes can happen in games, and you try and not let it unsettle you. So we battled hard, and we ended up being down a couple of points, and we brought it back. And you know, it's tough going, it's tough to turn that swing of momentum, especially late in a game like that. So look, we're very fortunate that we got ourselves back in that position, but it was a tough game, and we rode it out as a team, and we're very, very delighted to deal with the line today.
Donegal got away from you in the second half, 2 points, but you clawed them back each time, you know. So obviously possession was king, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, look, and I suppose possession is king, but having the end product at the end of it was the most important thing. And for the spell that got Donegal ahead, I think we had the same number of attacks, but just, you know, missed chances, poor chances, maybe overcarried a time or two. That's what happens. And you know, had we been more clinical, would it have been a tight game at all? Maybe not, but look, it's something we can obviously work on, and you know, no game's perfect, and we'll always have things to look on. But yeah, we'll be trying to rectify those things for the next day. But
overall it's been a great journey, has it, over the last couple of months, the last couple of years really?
Yeah, we've had a lot of development to do, and a lot of young guys come in, especially from minors and things like that. And look, you could say we didn't have it easy this year in the championship, playing last year's All-Ireland champions, last year's Ulster finalists, and Donegal have been, what, 12 or so of the 10 of the last 12 Ulster championship finals. So you're playing against seasoned teams at the top level year in, year out. So to get over the line against all them teams, it's definitely worthwhile.
You've had great days in Ulster with Slough, Neil, many of them, both in hurling and football. How does this compare?
They're all special in their own way. I suppose when you're winning with people you grew up with, it's very special. But how we bonded from there as a team over the last number of years is, you know, it's special in its own way too, and it's unbelievably enjoyable. But the wider impact, I suppose, it has as a county is so much different from your club. It's very to your local area, but look, it's all good. It's good buzz, and the crowd here today in Clones is unbelievable, and you don't get that at club games, obviously. But it's class.
You have an All Ireland semi-final to look forward to now. You have 3 or 4 weeks to get ready for that.
I guess quarter-final probably first, isn't it?
But yeah,
it's not going to be handy. We know any team that's get that stage is going to be a good team and in form. So yeah, I'll be looking forward to it, and I suppose it's back to training again after tomorrow.